High school students are taking several new state exams this week. They're designed to measure how much teachers get their students to learn. And to make sure kids take them seriously, the tests count for 20% of a student's grade. CMS can get the actual numerical scores back quickly, but figuring out what should count as an A or B or C is going to take some time. Frank Barnes, CMS's chief accountability officer, says the district is waiting on the state for this.
They need to renorm the test to be able to get enough scores from across the state to figure out what those comparisons are.
Barnes thought the district might be able to get that data back in time for report cards.
We were hoping they could accelerate their pace, being that we're a little bit behind the rest of the state as far as when our term ends, thus when we test. That wasn't the case, so we had to take appropriate contingencies.
That means giving students incompletes in subjects covered by these tests. There are 30 of them. The state expects to determine the test grades later this month or early February. Seniors who need those classes to graduate early won't have to wait on the state. CMS will calculate their grades without the tests. Now, CMS does have the option to apply its own grading rubric to the tests and issue report cards without incompletes. Several other districts are doing that, but Barnes says CMS wants to make sure its grading is consistent with the state's. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.